Yeah?
What's good?
Okay. This is why it pays off to be your kid's biggest cheerleader. If you're a parent, of course. Like, if you nurture them, they will grow maybe into something you never thought they would. 9-year-old Joe Whale was doodling on his paper in class and got in trouble with the teacher. Because, you know, he should have been focusing on his class assignments, not drawing all day.
Yeah.
But that's what he was doing. So instead of his parents getting mad at Joe, they did something different. They enrolled him in an after-school drawing class so he could just, like, let it all out and draw until his fingers hurt and he could just get it all out there on a piece of paper. Well, they thought it was a great idea, and so did a local restaurant, because they invited Joe at 9 years old to decorate an entire wall at a restaurant.
Wow.
So not only is this kid really talented, you can actually go follow him on Instagram. The Doodle Boy is what he goes by. But he has a job at 9 years old. He now has his own website. And like I said, he has his own Instagram. So this just goes to show that if you have something, and it might be a little secret hidden talent, or maybe you don't even know it's a talent yet, then parents, maybe this is a good lesson for everyone, is to just nurture those special moments that your kid has.
But by the way, I don't know what the teacher saw, but I'm looking at the doodles that he put on the wall. They're really good.
They're like, so good.
They're really, I mean, it's not like it's Picasso or something. Well, maybe it is.
Well,
like
it could
Picasso.
Be. It kind of has that vibe, actually.
Like of just the weird distorted faces and things. But it's like comic strip quality. Like, I could see
it
this
is.
Kid, writing
like
or drawing for a comic strip.
A rocket. You know what it actually reminds me of? Art from Rocco's Modern Life.
Yes!
You know what I mean? Like, if you
watch Nickelodeon
watched,
1996 yes! art. Yeah.
If you watch that show, then you'll kind of get the vibe. But if you...
How bad does his teacher look now, by the way? Do you think, like, he goes in every day and he's like, hey, Miss McGillicuddy, look at the bank I made last night for the thing you told me I shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. I guess I should have been paying attention when you talked to us about lowest common denominators. By the way, you know who's the lowest common denominator in this room as far as paychecks are concerned?
You! Well, we turned the It Feels Good segment into something a little cray-cray, but whatever. Good job, Doodle Boy.